Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Halacha, we're up to Simen Tes Sif Yud Beis. And we're talking about the halachas of Talis, the halachas of Tzitzis. We were talking before, previously, in a previous Sif, we mentioned about that what the cloth of the Talis is made of. And now we're going to talk again a little bit more about what the cloth is made of. We mentioned before that it should be made l'chatchila from wool. So we say, Stam Tzemer Omer B'Toyru B'Poiskim. Standardly, when we say wool in the Torah and Peskim, who shall tzemer, who tzemer rechelim ve'elim, it's talking about wool that is made of a sheep, whether it's a male sheep, a ram, or rechelim ve'elim, female sheep, or male sheep, elim are male sheep, rechelim are female sheep. V'talis shehashesi. So what happens if a person makes? Being that a fabric is made of threads that go this way and threads that go that way, horizontally and vertically, if you may. So what happens if a person makes the horizontal from one type of thread, let's say wool, and the vertical from another type of thread, let's say cotton, silk, and such. The talis, and a talis, shahasisi, that the, let's say, vertical, shaltemer, is made out of wool. The Erev, and the horizontal, is Sheltemer Geffen, is made out of cotton, oimeshi, or silk, ukudaima, and anything that's like that. I don't know if this is also going to refer to rayon or polyester, because those are artificial, so maybe yes, maybe no, I don't know. Or the other way, it doesn't make a difference if we're going to say, now we're going to say the other way, that she'erev u'shotemer, that the horizontal is made out of wool, v'ashesihu b'minacher, and the vertical is made out of a different type. Yirei shamayim lo yevarech al talis kazeh. Yirei shamayim should not make a bracha on this talis. Mishum diyesh aimrim, degam tzitzis shel semer, einam poitrin rak beget shu miminoi. Because there is a Yesh Aymer that says that even tzitzis of wool is not poiter, does not go onto or does not make a tzitzis out of only a beged that's made out of wool, and here this beged is made out of two different types of thing. One is wool, and the other one is cotton. So, therefore, you wouldn't be able to put a just a regular tzitzis of wool on it, and you wouldn't have something that could be pater, that could make it into a tzitzis. V'chein talis shel meshi, and the same thing that with a talis that's made out of silk, tzitzis angel tzemer, and the tzitzis are made out of wool. Lo yavarchal, he shouldn't make a bracha lechetchila on it, because it's two different types. The tzitzis are made out of wool, but the talis is made out of silk. Ella, what should he do? Yivarech tchila al talis shel tzemer v'yis'atev boy. He should make a bracha on a talis. He should find a talis that's made out of wool, and he should make the bracha on it, because that's more like a tchila. Now, it's a suffix, because it's a yesh aymer that says that you're not allowed to do it. So therefore, it's a suffix. So because of a suffix, we're trying to find a way that he should make the bracha, because we're saying Hashem's name in the bracha. He shouldn't say make a bracha levatala. We're making a bracha that's more like a tchila. He should make the tifa on that talis. The achikach is here. He should take off the wool talis. And he should make the tifa on with this silk talis that has wool strings. Now, it is important to note that we don't necessarily paskin like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in this particular halacha. The Mishnah Brura paskins that any beged can have tzitzis that are made out of wool to pater it, and that's really what we go with. Ach im gam hatzitzis ain't shel meshi. However, if the tzitzis are made out of silk on a cloth, yichalin levarichalav, then you would be able to be levarichalav. However, it's very hard to come across the right kinds of silk strings to make tzitzis out of, because silk is manufactured in faraway lands. And those places, they don't have people to have kavana when they're making the strings, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. And the strings have to be manufactured, they have to be spun, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. You can't find so easily in our Medinas. He lived in Europe. We live in America or in other places in the world, but still you don't find people in the places where they manufacture. They don't find yidden in the place where they manufacture silk that are going to be able to spin the silk. We don't find silk tzitzis in our lands. The hot tzitzis be inan tviya lishma, because tzitzis needs that it needs to be spun lishma. Vim miktzat tzitzis shal meshi miktzat shal tzemer. And if he mixed together that some of the strings are made out of, let's say he did find some strings that are made out of silk that he's able to put in, that were spun lishma. But the rest he's doing of wool, gorat fei, it's even worse. And he's not able to be yoitza with that. He should not mix together two different types of strings to make the tzitzis on a peket. Yashakarech, and have a great day.